ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 47. कर्माणि आरभते देहि देहे नात्मानुवर्तिना कर्म भी तनुते देहम् उभयम् त्ववेकतः. स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. कर्माणि मेटीरियल ट्रांसलेशन. द लिविंग एंटिटी हु हैज रिसीव्ड हिज प्रेजेंट बॉडी बिकॉज ऑफ हिज पास्ट फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटी may end the results of his action in this life, but this does not mean that he is liberated from bondage to material bodies. The living entity receives one type of body, and by performing actions with that body he creates another. Thus he transmigrates from one body to another through repeated birth and death because of his gross ignorance. Purport. The living entity's evolution through different types of bodies is conducted automatically by the laws of nature in bodies other than those of human beings. In other words, by the laws of nature, prakrite kriya karmani, the living entity evolves from lower grades of life to the human form. Because of his developed consciousness, however, the human being must understand that constitutional position of the living entity and understand why he must accept a material body. This chance is given to him by nature. But if he nonetheless act like an animal, what is the benefit of this human form, his human life? In this life, one must select the goal of life and act accordingly. Having received instructions from the spiritual master and the Shastra, one must be sufficiently intelligent. In the human form of life, one should not remain foolish and ignorant, but must inquire about his constitutional position. This is called Athato Brahma Jigyasa. The human psychology gives rise to many questions which various philosophers have considered and answered with various types of philosophy based on mental concoction. This is not the way of liberation. The Vedic instruction says, Tad vijnanartham sagurum eva bigachet. To solve the problems of life, one must accept a spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prabhatyate jigyashu shreya uttamam. If one is actually serious in inquiring about the solution to material existence, one must approach a bona fide guru. Tadvidhi pranipadena pariprasnena sevaya upatekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you, because he has seen the truth. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master by surrendering himself pranipatena and rendering service. An intelligent person must inquire from the spiritual master about the goal of life. A bona fide spiritual master can answer all such questions because he has seen the real truth. Even in ordinary activities, we first consider gain and loss, and then we act. Similarly, an intelligent person must consider the entire process of material existence and then act intelligently, following the directions of the bona fide spiritual master. The living entity who... So we are continuing the episode of Lord Narsingadev, chapter What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. So in this purport, Prabhupada beautifully explains about the importance of human form of life, also the emergency situation, the urgency of taking to devotional service by accepting the spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada says in the last few sentences of the purport, similarly, an intelligent person must consider the entire process of material existence and then act intelligently, following the directions of the bona fide spiritual master. So Prabhupada is urging that human form of life is very special, that is meant for inquiry, and it is meant for choosing what is right and wrong, which is, this priority is not given for animal life. They just do according to their instinct. So people very rarely choose to follow spiritual life. And even if somebody want to follow spiritual life, they do out of sentiment. Sometime when we distribute books, or sometime people saw, people see we walking in the street or any other place. So many time in India, people come and ask, Maharaj, Swamiji, what should I do? I also want to join. I also want to join the temple. Basically seeing the dress color, sometime they approach like this. But then, and this asking is some kind of curiosity, and maybe they are frustrated with the material world. But Prabhupada saying the intelligent person must consider the entire process, not just sentimentally. One should inquire. So generally I would answer that it's good that you want to join the temple and you want to do this activity. But say before you join, or before you want to do these things, we don't want you to come out of sentiment or blind faith. Just like if a father wants to give his daughter in marriage. So if the father considers, whom I should give my daughter in marriage? My daughter should get married to a man. Who is the man? He should have a mustache, should have a pant shirt. So just pick up the road. Who is having a mustache or, you know, pant shirt? Okay, you know, come here. You are a man and my daughter is there, you get married. Will the father do like that? No, he considers so much. Where is this boy is coming from? What he is doing? What is his background? How much salary he is getting? So much inquiry. And then with sort of consideration, with due, you know, so much of carefulness, the father hands over his precious daughter to that boy. So our life is more precious than our possession actually. So if you want to give, so taking the spiritual life is like not like sentimental activity. It is actually giving our life to a bona fide spiritual master. So before you want to do, why don't you inquire? What do you know about this philosophy? Why you want to join? One time a lady came to, a film actress came to Srila Prabhupada's temple in ISKCON center. The devotees told Prabhupada, Swami Prabhupada, you know, we got one very famous actress. She has come to the temple, so please come and meet her. The devotees wanted some reputation, recognition. And they called this lady, and she came. And she felt herself doing a great, favor for the devotees visiting the temple. So Prabhupada came down, and this lady, as usual, what they would speak in different occasion, you know, she said, Swamiji, your temple is very nice, and I like everything, and I'll come again, thank you so much. So Prabhupada suddenly cut her for her surprise. Prabhupada asked, why do you want to come to a temple again? So generally this question not faced by these kinds of people. They just go everywhere, speak the same thing. And people also know what they are speaking. But Prabhupada was quite serious. Prabhupada, why do you want to come? So then she was surprised what to answer. You know, she never thought of this question to be asked. So then Prabhupada said, Did you read our books? What do you know about us? Why you want to come to our temple? What is beautiful about this? So then the devotees also felt, and this lady must have understood, that Prabhupada is serious about, you know, why you want to do what you want to do. So that is the most important principle. The human form of life is meant for inquiry. Understand why we are doing what we are doing. The spiritual life. One time I was traveling in this local train. There was a lot of notice board displayed on the walls of the train. Yellow color notice board and big letters. The whole notice board, around 6 to 7 times, it was filled with a word, job, job, job. And below that, little smaller letter, job, job. Before that, again, little smaller letter, job, job. So many places filled like that. And I was thinking, why this poster is very attractive? And why they are putting this poster everywhere? Because people in this world, they are looking for job. I want a job, I want a job. And if they are told by someone who put the notice that, okay, you know, they written a contact number, so somebody comes and he says, I want a job, and they give the job. After 1 month of working very hard, if the person who put the notice, he tells, thank you so much, you worked very nicely, now you can go back. What the fellow will tell them, I came for a job, but I want, what is intent, what is looking for is salary, not the job. So, the job letter is actually, it's not the job, it's actually referring to the salary. So, the people attracted to this word job, why? Because it gives that money, it gives that salary. If they only tell job, nobody is attracted. The job gives rise to money, so they are attracted. So, spiritual life is, what is that? We are also doing some job or working, acting in Krishna consciousness. But outside world, they are working, they are doing the job, but their whole mood is on the salary, what I will get. And they are quite enthusiastic. The local train, they travel so hardship, and they get up in the morning and they work so hard, studying so hard, and they're very enthusiastic. Why? They're working so hard. Not that they're enthusiastic traveling the local train, but they're interested in the salary, what they would get. That's what attractive. So similarly, in devotional service also, in the beginning, we have so much of enthusiasm. New people come and so much enthusiasm comes. And we want to derive some salary out of that. So we do so much, and expecting we'll get something. But then, later we'll realize that in devotional service, the salary and the job, they are the same. There is no difference between salary and the job. So if a person positively understands with intelligence, he will take this more seriously. Otherwise, if a person is superficial, out of sentiment, he takes to this job or this action of Krishna consciousness, which gives the result nothing but the same action, then we become disappointed. I want something to get out of this. That's when the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, initially, as soon as Arjuna asks question, Krishna clarifies him that in this process, don't expect some magic. The beginning of the second chapter, Krishna explains, Tam Tidikshastva Bharata. Don't think that by taking the devotion service, you will get some relief from your problems. But you need to tolerate. You need to face the situation. Don't expect any miraculous changes. Of course, it comes as a byproduct. So, in devotional service, the performance of devotional service itself is a reward. But to understand that, to realize that, one need to have three particular items of understanding. Number one is that the miseries of the material world. Number two, the constitutional nature of the soul. And number three is the merciful nature of the Supreme Lord. If one has these three, or Sammada Gyan, one cannot take to this devotional service with enthusiasm. the outside people, they work so hard. Seems like they are so much enthusiastic. They are so much enthusiasm. So that enthusiasm, why they are having that enthusiasm? He goes on the local train, get chastised by the boss, and whole day he works hard. And for why he is doing all these things, coming back in the same local train? Why he is doing all these things? As soon as he comes home, you know, some children are running around him, and he start the television set, and the wife is telling something. He is eating some food, so he is happy that he is getting that result. So for that, he is ready to undergo all these tribulations, all the situations. So he has enthusiasm to do this. So similarly, the devotees, the enthusiasm is a factor which is very important in devotional service. So I was actually thinking in the morning today that I was not actually very enthusiastic to give Bhagavatam class. And I was thinking, why? Why in devotional service we are, the depression comes or some kind of unenthusiasm? Why this kind of feeling of moroseness or laziness? Why this comes? So I was referring to various classes and purports in this regard. One time when Prabhupada was traveling in the flight, so many devotees are also traveling with him. So Shruta Kirti Prabhu was sitting next to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told Shruta Kirti Prabhu, and Prabhupada just looked behind and saw all the devotees. As soon as they sat in the flight, they started dozing off and they are sleeping. So Prabhupada looked at them. And Shruta Kirti Prabhu tells, when Prabhupada wants to chastise or tell something, Prabhupada tells him. And Shruta Kirti Prabhu was wide awake, was sitting next to Prabhupada and he was quite attentive. And Prabhupada looked at Shruta Kirti Prabhu. See, these devotees are all sleeping, and devotees are sleeping like, you know, big open mouth, and you know, they're like practically snoring. So devotees, Prabhupada said, why these devotees are sleeping like a dead man? The karmis in the outside world, they're working so hard, but the devotees are sleeping like a dead man. Why they are sleeping? So Shruta Kirti Prabhu thinks, what I can do, Prabhupada? So Prabhupada considered that, made a statement now. The karmis in the outside world working so hard, why the devotees are, you know, it's not that devotees are always, but Prabhupada is in that speak of enthusiasm, so he can say that. So why this lack of enthusiasm comes, why this kind of moroseness or depression creeps in? So I was thinking to speak few things about this. Enthusiasm in devotional service can come in our heart when we have these three items. The merciful nature of the Supreme Lord. Second is our own fallen state, humility. Third is reality of the material existence, how dangerous it is, plus the constitutional nature of the soul. If you convince of this, enthusiasm to perform devotional service automatically comes. Just like a rocket, when it wants to go up, the rocket is going up by seeing the destination. And the fuel for the rocket to move, there has to be a fuel. So enthusiasm for devotional service is depending on the fuel of humility and understanding our fallen nature. Plus, enthusiasm is depending on the mercy, knowing that Lord is merciful. Otherwise, why we are doing this devotional service with enthusiasm? So difficult. The body, the material body is tends towards, the body has its own past action, it goes towards that. The mind has its own past conditioning, it goes towards that. And the false ego has its own choices, it goes towards that. So it's like a kind of a taking a U-turn or swimming against the current. So it automatically the enthusiasm goes down. So how we can actually push this rocket to go forward? So there we need that the mercy of the Lord is waiting. The Lord is merciful. But another danger in this enthusiastic devotional service, as Prabhupada said, what is enthusiasm? Action performed with intelligence is enthusiasm. Sometimes this enthusiasm, there is a difference between enthusiasm and pride. This enthusiasm can lead to pride. or this enthusiasm in action, we think that this is advancement, but actually it is out of the pride or I am the doer. So to counteract this default in this enthusiastic devotional service, one has to remember one's fallen state of life. That actually I am not the doer, I am very fallen, I am useful for anything. Prabhupada said, you Westerners actually can't do anything. If you are not chanting Hare Krishna, you could not have achieved any of those things what you are doing. So that humility or that understanding of what is the real situation, that is like a fuel which helps us to be enthusiastic on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So it's a very subtle point that enthusiasm and action Krishna consciousness is actually supported by the humility. If that is not there, we become very proud and we will think we are the doer. So when you see the karmis are working so hard, their enthusiasm is like a, you know, like flickering graph. As soon as, you know, one of the students came, he said, Prabhuji, I passed my chartered accountancy. And how long that happiness will last till he goes for next exam? He does something else, you know. So that happiness is like, that's all flickering. No longevity in that. What? Longevity and intensity, we say. Intense pleasure, but longevity goes down. And again, something else comes and you are enthusiastic. Oh, India won the cricket match and next match and something goes wrong. And same person, they give gali. So goes up and down, up and down. Why there is a... they think they are the controller and they think they should... Everything should go according to their interest. But in devotional service, the enthusiasm or the fire of devotional service is actually... not based on one's own endeavor, but he knows the Lord is very merciful. That's a fuel where he gets enthusiasm. That I am chanting, but you know, what my chanting is going to do? Or you know, you are always sleeping, or you are not attentive, or you are not encouraged to do so many things. But why you are doing that activity enthusiastically? Because there is a hope that Lord is very merciful. Even though I am not qualified, the Lord will accept. So that mercy of the Lord makes the devotee perform devotional service enthusiastically. And while performing this enthusiastic devotional service, how we can curb the pride is that even though I am chanting, I am dancing, I am distributing books, but this distribution of books or this chanting is actually not that I am doing, because my constitutional, my conditioned nature is so bad that actually I am fit for nothing, you know. Prabhupada said, you are no qualification, I created your qualification. So that humility actually helps the devotee to think he is a doer, so that he is free from the pride. But if only have this so-called humility or the so-called inability, it leads a person into depression. I am useless, I can't do anything, I can't speak, I can't chant, I can't play kartal, I can't play mridang, I am useless. And it may go to depression. And the depression may seem like humility, but actually it is a frustrated false ego. So that humility and that inability is like a fuel. It can be utilized in devotional service when you think, even though you are not qualified, but I have so much. The Lord is very merciful. And Lord will accept whatever little bit I am doing. So then that same disqualification and gives you so much energy to act enthusiastically in devotional service. So that is a secret of, you know, enthusiasm in devotional service. That I am not qualified, I am fool number one, but the Lord is very merciful. And the Lord is pleased even if I do a little bit. So that coming out of one's own, you know, ability and depending on Lord's mercy. So we have to get faith in the Lord's mercy. We have to appreciate the Lord's mercy. Then enthusiasm comes. At the same time, one has to understand, if you want to avoid the materialistic way of enthusiasm, that, you know, why I'm doing so much, you know, I passed my exam because I endeavored. So that kind of gives enthusiastic happiness. why I am doing this, because I am qualified. So this enthusiasm based on one's ability will crash down when you become helpless in front of material nature. But when the devotees are enthusiastic, not based on their ability, but depending so much on the mercy of the Lord. Actually, I am not qualified. I am useless. But the Lord is very merciful. The devotees are very merciful. The spiritual master is very merciful. So, I should in fact enthusiastically do my service so that the Lord is pleased. It's not the Lord is pleased. Lord is require my service, but He is very merciful. His nature is, He feels happy when the devotees are happy. He feels, He accepts the devotion. So Prahlad Maharaj was that kind of a devotee. He felt himself unqualified all the time. He said to Narada Muni that, I am born in this mode of ignorance, so how can I praise you? All these demigods are so great souls. They are in mode of goodness. So he felt himself unqualified, but that did not stop his enthusiasm of performing devotion. He was most enthusiastic. At the same time, Hiranyakashipu had so much enthusiasm, terrorizing the entire world. Out of what? He thought he is a doer. He was so proud. And the pride seems like enthusiasm. But actually, when it got smashed, when he faced Supreme Lord face to face, that pride was smashed because his enthusiasm is depending on his own endeavor, not on the mercy of the Lord. He's thinking he's a controller. But when he saw that somebody else is beyond him, then he became depressed. He could not tolerate one Prahlad, as Radha Gopinath says, he's sitting, standing below his nose and, questioning him. Whole world is under his control, but one Prahlad is not under his control. He got frustrated. And he was actually losing his enthusiasm. Fear started coming. Where you are getting this power from? So the material world, people, when they lose faith in their own endeavor, they become less enthusiastic. But in the spiritual life, the more the devotee feels that he is the lowest, and not only that, he puts faith, he expects the mercy of the Lord, he understands the nature of the mercy of the Lord, he becomes all the more enthusiastic. He becomes all the more powerful in performing devotion service. And why? Because he is not keeping the center based on his abilities. He is actually more concerned about the pleasure of the Lord. He is more concerned about how much I can help others. So the more one is coming out of one's own selfish nature, that much enthusiasm a person can have in devotional service. I was hearing His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu's class in Sion yesterday. And every Tuesday, he goes and gives powerful class and so much enthusiastic. And I was thinking, how he can speak every time, Gita course he does, so much enthusiasm, And I was thinking, why is he having so much enthusiasm? Then only thing what is coming out is, he's having a concern for to whom he is preaching. So when you come out of your selfishness, that day Krishna Prabhu gave class, and I was feeling that, he was comparing with the corporate world, doing the same, dealing with the money, or, dealing with the, other business people, and how, he told the pastime of, somebody took this, he's visiting his ID card from below and kept it on the top. I want to be top of everyone else. So that selfishness actually, that's what makes them go. And when it crashes, all their enthusiasm comes down. They become depressed in their, so many corporate stories he tells in their companies, become depressed and become like a dog, useless for anything. But he compares that he's doing something similar in the temple, dealing with accounts and dealing with money. And he said, he spoke so nicely out of his realization that I am just, Shamanand Prabhu told him that, you are just cooperator, you are not the controller. He is the cooperator. And he felt it so nicely. He took it so nicely. And he said that, we don't want position, prestige, we just want to serve. So that when you become selfless, and you become enthusiastic. And then, when you understand your own fallen status, then it doesn't give a rise to pride also. So in this way, this two-tier principle of knowing one's fallen state and putting faith in the Lord's mercy. This will keep a person enthusiastic in devotional service. At the same time, it doesn't allow that person to become proud. When Akrura comes to Vrindavan, he was having similar mood. He was having so much enthusiasm to come to Vrindavan to see Krishna and Balaram. And he's having so much faith that, oh, Krishna Balaram will see me and I will embrace them. I will see them, what a fortunate situation I am in. I will perfect my human form of life. So much enthusiasm he was traveling. And in the meantime he is thinking, but you know, I am coming from Kamsa's camp. What Krishna will think? I am coming from this fallen sinful place, supporting a sinful person. What Krishna will think? Will he accept me? No, Krishna is merciful, he will accept me. So this kind of mixed feeling is coming. And as soon as he saw Vrindavan outskirts, he saw Krishna's lotus feet footprint on the floor, he jumps down and falls flat and goes further, sees Krishna Balaram and fall flat at their feet and Krishna embraces him. So Prabhupada said this is the mood one should develop, how to go to Vrindavan. Akrur had enthusiasm, eagerness to see Krishna and Balaram. But where is the, and at the same time he has the mood that, I am such a fallen person. So this blends the mood of enthusiastic devotion service with the spirit of, a humble heart, of soft heart. So that is a gift of Prabhupada. Prabhupada himself, when he went to West, what is mood of preaching? Prabhupada himself said that, I am a fallen person, I don't have bhakti or jnana, but I have, so this is a humility Prabhupada had, this is inability. But he said, but I have complete faith in the instruction of my spiritual master. I got complete faith in the holy names. Even though I am not qualified by this holy name, will purify the people of the Western world. And this mood of Prabhupada, what enthusiasm manifested through Prabhupada. What eagerness he had for preaching all over the world. So when we, in our spiritual life, if we can develop this quality of understanding one's own helpless condition, at the same time, there should not lead to depression or laziness. It's very difficult to find the difference between laziness and tiredness. Are you lazy or tired? Very difficult, at least for my case. Or very difficult to find out a lack of enthusiasm or mode of goodness. We think both are similar. So how to get that? That's the most important fuel of spiritual life. The more we come out of our selfishness, if you're thinking that I am not clearing my stomach or my body is sick and so much about one's own self, put it in a brahmachari class that the devotee's life should be more concerned about the upper part of the body, the heart, the brain, or the materialistic life is concerned about the lower part of the body, filling the belly, gratifying the genitals, and then passing stool. So if you're concerned about these things, I have this problem, that problem. But one should be concerned about the love, giving love to others. That's why Krishna specifically spoke in the Gita that what are the qualities of conditioned nature and constitutional nature. And the constitutional nature of the soul, Krishna spoke in the second chapter, Natyavaham Jatunasham. At the same time, Krishna also spoke the conditioned state of the mind, how it is, Ishwaroham Mahambogi, Siddhoham Balavan Shukam, it's demonic. And also Krishna spoke the constitutional nature of the soul, Amanitam, Adamitam, contradictory principles. I want to be humble, I want to give my love to others, I want to help others. So when you have that loving disposition to others, then automatically a person becomes enthusiastic. Jayanand Prabhu was enthusiastic devotee, he was asked, why, what is your plan for your spiritual advancement? He said, I don't have time to think about myself. I'm so much concerned about, pleasing Prabhupada. So I don't have time for that. And he was most enthusiastic. So I was thinking that, why am I not having enthusiasm, depressed? And I saw devotees like Radha Gopinath, Krishna, many other all devotees, that they are engaged in service so much for others' benefit. So automatically, there is enthusiasm. There is a zeal in their spiritual life. But if a person concerned so much about our own spiritual life, I am not studied, I am not learned a shloka, and Sometimes this also takes person's energy so much. But if you can do all those things, you know, so that I can serve Krishna, I can please Krishna, then that enthusiasm comes in. So today is Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disappearance. I just want to say a few things. So he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India to Srirangam, Venkata Bhatta is a great devotee of the Lord. He approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought him to his home. And he had his brother Trimala Bhatta and Prabodhananda Saraswati. And Mahaprabhu brought him to his home. He thought he is a sannyasi, he is a very nice person. And he washed the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he gave to his family members. At that time in Srirangam, he had a son, Gopal Bhatta. It was said that he was approximately 7 years old. So, Venkata Bhatta, after washing the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gave the water to Gopal Bhatta to drink. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, small boy, he drank that Charanamrit. And as soon as he drank the Charanamrit of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was actually went into ecstasy. And he became so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would never leave his association. He was all the time taking the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he became so much devoted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he realized that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He is the Lord of Vrindavan. And Venkata Bhatta also developed so much loving, intimate association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Previously, he brought him to his home. But when he realized who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself, the most magnanimous incarnation. So the more when we realize the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his enthusiasm to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become more and more increased. In devotion service, when you realize who is Krishna, the enthusiasm increases more. So they are serving enthusiastically Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding he is the worshipable ultimate absolute truth. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami also so much attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one day he was crying so much. And why is crying? This crying is not out of depression, but out of enthusiasm to serve the Lord. He was crying and weeping so much that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gaur Sundar, the Lord of Navadvip, the Lord of Vrindavan. He is Radha and Krishna himself. And why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing this austerity of sannyas, you know, performing so much of hardships? Why is suffering so much? He could not bear the Lord suffering. So out of his enthusiasm to serve the Lord, he was crying. This contradictory principle can take place only in Vaishnavism. He was depressed, but he was enthusiastic. So then he went to take rest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in his dream. And same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his beautiful form of Gaur Sundar, where he was wearing beautiful turban, yellow silken clothes and beautiful garland, sandalwood pulp on his body, lotus eyes, long arms. And when Gopal Bhatta Goswami saw this beautiful form decorated with ornaments, he was in ecstasy. He was so happy. Finally, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Gaur Sundar. So then, he woke up from the dream and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting next to him. So he fell flat at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he became practically unconscious. Then when he gets up, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picks him up and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu places Gopal Bhatta Goswami on his lap. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of love, bathes him. So whole body of Gopal Bhatta Goswami was drenched with the tear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And similarly, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was crying in tears. And his body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathed by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. That was loving reciprocation. And Mahaprabhu told Gopal Bhatta Goswami, dear Gopal, that I want you to go to Vrindavan and I want you to assist my dear associate Rupa and Sanatan. They are very dear to me and you should become their intimate brother and you should associate with them. And from all over the world, so many qualified disciples will come to you and you give them shelter. But right now, as long as your parents are staying in Srirangam, you stay here and serve them. And saying this nice instruction, Gopal Bhatt Goswami faithfully served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he could not even miss a second association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaturmasya ended, and all the family members of Venkata Bhatta, with so much of heavy heart, they gave farewell to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Gopal Bhatta Goswami stayed with their parents, served them, and when their parents were about to leave this material world, they called Gopal Bhatta Goswami and instructed him that you should serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as your life and soul, and you should go to Vrindavan. And their parents left their body, keeping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their heart. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami came to Vrindavan. He met Rupa and Sanatan. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, he was feeling so much of, you know, is absolute truth, but he is actually feeling that, did Gopal Bhatta reach Vrindavan? I want to know what happened to him. I'm so much eager to know. Gopal Bhatta Goswami reached Vrindavan. And thinking this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Gadadhar Pandit. A message came from Rupa Sanatan. Somebody brought a letter from Rupa and Sanatan, gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the letter. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, they're explaining that how Gopal Bhatta Goswami have joined them and how he is so nice devotee, such a learned scholar, Vaishnava personified. We are so happy to have his association. They glorified so much about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Mahaprabhu, he received this message, he was in ecstasy, and he started glorifying about Gopal Bhatta Goswami to all the devotees in Gadadhar Pandit's house. Then Mahaprabhu, with his love and affection, with the messenger, he sends his own loincloth, and he also sends a table, a wooden cushion on which he would perform his puja to Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sends this gift with the messengers to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and also with some prasadam he sends. And when Gopal Bhatta Goswami receives this gift, he was in ecstasy. He felt as if that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came. He was worshipping those paraphernalia. Even today in Radharaman temple, they offer the boga to Radharaman, and then they bring the boga to this table, and they offer from this table to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then it is offered to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Then the prasad comes. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami was happy to receive this gift. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was he had 12 shaligram shilas, he was worshipping. And some merchants, they came and gave a lot of ornaments to the Goswamis. Float and jewelries. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was thinking that, you know, I have this all ornaments, but you know, these shaligrams, how can I offer them to them? So then on the day of Narsingha Chaturdasi, Gopal Bhatta Goswami prayed to Shaligram Shilas. And my dear Lord, he came out of the pillar as Narsingha to say Prahlad. So if you can appear from the pillar, I wish I can worship you in your Tribhanga Shyam Sundar form by offering these jewels. And hearing this prayer, he went to take rest. Next day, from the Shaligram, there appeared a beautiful form of Sri Radharaman. And when he came next day of Narsingha Chaturdasi, he saw Radharaman, he was in ecstasy, he started crying, he became unconscious. Then he went and told all the other Goswamis and all residents of Vrindavan, the Lord have appeared, and everybody came. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami offered nice jewelries and all ornaments to the Lord. And he was worshipping Radharaman with great ecstasy. One day, in worshipping the deities, Gopal Bhatta Goswami again become very morose and become very dejected, because remembering his parents, their parents told him that your goal of life, you should keep Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a worshipable object. You should worship him. He is our Supreme Lord. So he started feeling that I am worshipping Radharaman, this beautiful Lord. And this Radharaman is so attractive. The Acharyas explained that when you approach Krishna, we first approach his lotus feet. So Madan Mohan deity, Krishna manifested his lotus feet in this form completely. So Madan Mohan, his lotus feet is more attractive. And then we should approach the chest or the gradually approach the bosom of the Lord. So Govindadev is bosom or the chest. It's Abhideya process. He is very similar to Krishna's form. Krishna manifested fully his body above the waist in this form of Govindadev. Then the Prayojana, one should cannot approach the face directly. One should go through Samman, the lotus feet and the chest, and then go to the face. So Gopinath's face is very close to Krishna's face himself. So all the Goswami saw the lotus feet of Madan Mohan and the body of Gopinath, body of Govindadev, and the face of Gopinath are fully manifested in Radharaman. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami was so attached to worship Radharaman, but he became depressed. And my parents were told that I should worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I am worshipping Radharaman. So he went to sleep, and his dream, Radharaman manifested their form as beautiful Gaur Sundar, the Lord of Navadvip. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami saw that Radharaman have appeared as Navadvip Chandra. He became completely satisfied. Then he realized that actually I am worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Hi Anya. He becomes so satisfied. In this way, Gopal Bhatt Goswami is a great acharya, and he contributed in assisting Rupa Sanatan various books. He wrote introduction to the six Sandarbhas. He compiled Haribhakta Vilas and Satkriya Sara Deepika. He is a learned scholar trained by Prabodhananda Saraswati, and he assisted the Goswami so much, and he accepted Srinivas Acharya and others as his disciple. And as soon as initiation over, he brought Srinivas Acharya in front of Radharaman and offered to him, and put Srinivas Acharya under Jiva Goswami to study, you know, as a selfless Vaishnava. Finally, to epitome of Gopal Bhatt Goswami's qualities, when Kaviraj Goswami came to take blessings of Gopal Bhatt Goswami to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopal Bhatt Goswami in his humility said, "I'll give you all my blessings, but there is one condition, that please never ever mention my name. Never mention my name. If you do this, I have all my blessings." So Kaviraj Goswami took blessings from him, and that's why he didn't mention so much about Gopal Bhatt Goswami, except in few places. But Krishna always never misses opportunity to glorify his devotees. Bhakti Ratnakar, so many glorification of Gopal Bhatt Goswami is indeed available. To conclude, Gopal Bhatt Goswami's life is that of enthusiastic, humble devotional service. He was always put himself as unqualified, unworthy to mention his own name, but at the same time, he has so much faith in the Vaishnavas and the Supreme Lord, he was performing his devotion service full enthusiasm. So you can pray to Gopal Bhatt Goswami to give these qualities of humility, at the same time enthusiasm to serve the Supreme Lord Hare Krishna. So I beg the same thing from the devotees, that I may get some enthusiasm and come out of this laziness so that I can serve the devotees. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthiraj Bhagavatam ki jai.